Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah now brings more examples of tikkun mono, of creating utensils. In Shomina Sacheres, it's forbidden to break apart pieces of earthenware, vein chitzon saniyar. One cannot cut a certain form of paper, litzlis bremon liach, to roast a salted fish on top of it. They would wet this earthenware or this form of paper slightly, and they would put it on top of the grill or whatever they were using to roast, and they would put the fish on top of that. And this way the fish wouldn't get burnt, but it would still get cooked by the fire. So even though in general when you just break something, that is not forbidden on Shabbos or Yom Tov, over here, since by breaking the shards, you are doing it for a particular use, and you're going to use it, so it is forbidden, since you are creating a new utensil. Now if the plaster of an oven starts peeling off and it drops onto the floor of the oven, the ein garfin tanur chirayim, one may not rake that plaster out and sweep it out of the oven or the stove. A chirayim has space for two different stoves to go on top. So if the plaster starts falling off, one cannot sweep it out, since it's difficult to use the oven whilst the plaster is inside of there. So by getting rid of the plaster, you are making the oven usable. And just like it's forbidden to create a utensil, it's also forbidden to repair a utensil. That also comes under the category of tikkun mono, and so that is also forbidden. Avon mechabshin, but it is permitted to push down on ashes or dirt which falls onto the floor of the oven. This is not considered to be a proper repair of the oven. You're just getting rid of some of the dirt on the floor of the oven to make it easier to bake the bread. You're escaping the danger of the bread becoming dirty. But in terms of being able to use the oven, it doesn't make a significant difference, and therefore it does not come under the category, the prohibition of tikkun mono, and so it is permitted. Continues the Mishnah with another discussion of ovens. The imakifin shtechovyos, it's forbidden to place two barrels near to each other, lishpes alein and sakadera, in order to support the pot on top of those in between them. So you would put two barrels quite close to each other, and the pot would balance on top of those, and you would light a fire between the two barrels underneath that pot. So this is forbidden since it is considered to be like building. You've effectively made two walls and a roof, and so it's similar to building. It is not actually considered to be building, but it is similar, and therefore forbidden midrabanan. Continues the Mishnah, one cannot support a pot with a small piece of wood, v'chim badeles. The same applies to a door. If you want to support a door, you cannot use a small piece of wood to do that, since the wood we are talking about is wood which is designated for firewood, and at least according to this Mishnah, if it is set aside for firewood, then it is muktzah for other purposes. You had intention when Yom Tov began to use the wood for a particular purpose, so you can do that. However, for other purposes, it is considered muktzah and may not be moved. Alright, last law of the Mishnah, the manhigin is habehema b'makel b'yom tov. It is forbidden to lead an animal with a stick on Yom Tov, even if it's an area where you are allowed to carry. In general, people would only use sticks to lead animals if they are going on a relatively far distance. So if you start leading the animal with a stick on Yom Tov, it might appear that you are going to the marketplace with the animal. This has nothing to do with the laws of muktzah. It is a separate rabbinic prohibition that it appears as if you are taking the animal to the market, which in most scenarios involves business transactions and is very much a weekday activity, and therefore this is forbidden on Yom Tov midrabanan. However, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon permits this, since he is not concerned that people will assume that he is going to the market and performing weekday activities. And so according to him, this is permitted.